Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, Ryanair has decided that from the 12th of November, it will only accept digital boarding passes at its gates. It will no longer accept paper boarding passes. And our reporter, Maura Fay, asked these people in Dundalk today if they thought the move to paperless boarding passes is a positive development.
I don't think it's too bad. It's taken away from paper and I always use my phone anyway, so I'm kind of used to that already. Well, for the older people, I'd say it'd be a bit hard for them, but kind of getting future now, so they kind of have to do it, don't they?
Well, I'll be out of my league probably now with my age and that, you know, because I'll be struggling trying to get help. But I might manage, you know.
Do you think many people your age will struggle with it?
Well, I do see a lot of people now are sort of on the ball, more than me, you know, but look, it is the way we have to go.
I suppose it's not too bad. Like, most people have their boarding passes on their phone already. Yeah. It's better to go paperless.
Do you think older people will find it hard?
Definitely, yeah. I know my dad wouldn't be able to do it on the phone, so you definitely need the paper one.
I hate that. I'd rather have the paper ones.
Why is that?
Because just I'm not really good with my phone, so that's why.
I think it's actually a lot handier because I use my phone for like my Apple Wallet all the time. So I have actually a lot of like concert tickets or anything. So instead of going to print, if you don't have a printer or anything, or you might lose or if it gets damaged, I think it's a lot easier. I've been doing it.
What about people who aren't that good at using a smartphone?
Yeah, that, like, my grandparents wouldn't be great. So I don't really know. Like, I think if they learn and if it's easy and accessible to do it, it'll be a lot easier, but I'm not too sure.
I find it bad. Yeah, not everybody can use a phone just off, you know, especially when you get latter ages, like, you know what I mean? I think it's very, very bad.
A lot of people do have their mobile phones these days. I have mine right now, but I feel like going paperless is kind of dumb because, well, what if your phone dies mid, like, going through the place? Or what if your phone's really glitchy or laggy or whatever?
For me, it's fine because I've had a few flights recently. I've used my phone. But for the older generation, I feel like it would be better for them to have the papers instead of their mobile phone. But for the newer generation, the phones are fine.
My thoughts are it's absolutely fine because I can't remember the last time I used a paperless boarding card. So it's totally fine, yeah.
What about people who aren't too tech savvy with their smartphone?
True, but it's greener, it's more environmentally friendly. And like everything else, things change. So we have to change with the times.
From I hate it to I love it there in Dundalk this morning with Maura Fay. Well, let's get more on this. Simon Calder is travel correspondent with the London Independent. So, Simon, what is changing? How will it affect people's travel plans?
Well, the idea is that Ryanair wants to go entirely digital. They want to cut out paper. They want to make sure that everybody has got the Ryanair app. And I think that is the main thing. So, for example, I was on a Ryanair flight from the Czech Republic this week, a couple of days ago, long delays because the plane went tech, and they want to be able to sort of keep me informed of what's going on. And so they're really kind of saying to everybody, you want to be a Ryanair passenger, get the Ryanair app.
Mm-hmm. Now, there had been plans, though, hadn't there, to bring this in a little earlier, and there was a delay. So what happened?
Well, I don't know. Honestly, they've been talking about this for a long time. I actually already booked a flight on Ryanair from London Stansted to Milan on the 3rd of November to coincide with this. But I guess they just thought, well, it's the late autumn holidays and we want to get it sort of done on a quiet Wednesday. So that's what they're doing. But the thing is, we heard lots and lots of concerns then from people saying, well, what happens if my battery fails? They're actually going to be super nice to passengers. They're going to say, OK, we'll print out a boarding pass for you free at the airport, sort of thing, which is going to cost you a lot of cash at the moment. So I understand why they're trying to do it. But there's also problems like in Morocco, you're flying from there, the authorities demand that you have a paper boarding pass, so you've got to have a paper boarding pass there. And lots of us, belt and braces, I've got the Ryanair app, I've had for years, but I also print out my boarding pass just in case, because I just want to know that I'll get on the plane. And so it's an interesting campaign. But of course, Ryanair have done all sorts of revolutionary things before. If you go back to 2008, they said, right, we're going to scrap airport check-in. You've got to do it all online. Everyone thought it will never work. And now, of course, everybody just gets used to it.
Mm-hmm. So there's an amnesty then for you if you turn up without a phone and without your paper pass. They'll print one for you. But is there a time limit on that? Because, as you said, they charge for it now.
Well, yeah, I mean, the crucial thing is you have to have checked in online in advance, and then they will be nice to you if you say, oh, my phone was stolen or whatever, the battery's run out. They'll say, don't worry, Claire, here you are, have a nice printout, and that's free. So it's that they just want everybody to kind of conform with being online. And recall, of course, during COVID, if you remember trying to travel then, you had to have a smartphone, you had to have a whole range of apps which allowed you to get into various countries and carried details of your vaccination record. Yes. And so on. So we kind of got used to it then. I'm sure we'll get used to it now. But it does raise a few eyebrows. I guess driving everybody digitally keeps costs down for Ryanair, and they will, of course, whether you want them or not, they would say this is going to mean lower fares, of course.
I know a lot of people get upset when they're told that, you know, a shop or a service will only take contactless payment and won't accept cash. And I wonder, is it the same here? And could you see that there might be grounds for a legal challenge if you're not permitted to bring a paper boarding pass with you at some point?
A really good question. I in practice, I don't think so. I think the idea would be that Ryanair is a commercial company, obviously an extremely successful pan-European commercial company. It can do what it sees fit in terms of its commercial policies, just the same as your local cafe can if they decide they're not going to accept cash anymore, or indeed they're only going to accept cash. So I think other airlines are available, but they're not perhaps as wide-ranging in the places they can take you as Ryanair.
Mm-hmm. 80% of passengers, of course, already use electronic boarding passes, don't they? But that's 20%, and when you're talking about 20% of Ryanair passengers, that's still a lot of people.
Oh, sure, yes. And look, I mean, in a kind of philosophical sense, it doesn't matter whether my boarding pass is on a smartphone, whether it's on a piece of paper, whether it's tattooed on my arm. It's a QR code that needs to be scanned at the gate. I produce my passport or passport card in the case of Ireland to show who I am, and I get on the plane. So it really doesn't matter. And so I would read this much more as a kind of, we are absolutely determined to drive all our passengers to do everything online, get the app, and then we will be able, first of all, to keep them informed when things are going wrong. Of course, at Stansted Airport yesterday, we had desperate scenes with a fire that broke out there. Furthermore, perhaps they might even see this as a commercial opportunity to sell us more stuff.
Well, you know, a lot of people are getting in touch with us this morning saying this is coming in the week of a cyber attack, you know, and if you're rocking up there and your phone is not working for whatever reason, I've somebody else who said I was very glad to have a printout of my copy because I dropped my phone in the car, didn't have it in the bag when I got into the airport. These are all sorts of scenarios that could play out, but we have that safety net at the moment where Ryanair will print out the boarding pass for you. But I have that question in my mind. How long is that situation going to continue?
Oh, sure. Well, as with so many things in the modern world, it's a matter of keeping your fingers crossed.
Yes. OK, let's take a flavour of some of the messages. What if you lose your phone? What happens if the network is down? My mother has a Nokia 3310. I don't know what she'll do. Also, this is happening in a week where a cyber attack happened, which then led to everyone having to use paper boarding. Cormac reminds us of that as well. Think of recent outages. How do you book in and board manually, if necessary, with paperless? The paper is no cost to Ryanair, makes no difference to them as you can scan in the paper. I don't understand this, says one listener, Simon. But as you say, this is about getting everybody onto the app.
I believe so, yes. And to be fair, it's a very good app. It does what you need it to. The purely for communication, either when things are not going according to plan or indeed when they are. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of saying, okay, your flight's going from whichever gate. There's all kinds of useful things that they can do. But of course, being Ryanair, they're going to do things in a very dramatic fashion and make sure that everybody is aware of what they are doing.
Simon, thank you so much. Simon Calder there from the London Independent. Coming up a little later on, we'll be asking whether creatine is a supplement we should all be taking. Next up, though, should the hospitality sector have a VAT rate cut in the budget, or should that money be used to help households who are struggling to pay the bills? We debate that after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.